This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we're going to talk about bugs.
Yeah.
We've had some recent situations and...
I had a little situation.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Mallory had a big
one. I had a big situation.
A scary one.
So we're going to talk about bugs. Because as I was going through this, I just thought, man, I am dealing with this situation and I'm dealing with my textiles. Like I'm dealing with my clothes.
Right.
Like so much, you know, here.
Right.
So anywho, last 2 months ago.
In June, that was.
We went on a vacation to Florida, and it's like a 13-14 hour drive for us, so we broke it up into 2 days. We thought that would be a good idea. Stayed in a hotel one night, right? So I was still getting over COVID, like, and I mean, really, it timed out great. Like, I kind of recovered just in time to
go on vacation.
To come out of isolation to take care of my kids while Derek went out of town and my mom went out of town.
Right.
And then to be able to be somewhat like I was going to enjoy myself on vacation.
Right.
Right.
I went out of town because she had COVID.
Yep. It was great. I mean, I had the best isolation, I think. Just like, I'm going to go over in this other house. So we went to this hotel, and it was, like, it looked okay, you know, and we went to the pool, and I brought up the COVID thing because I felt like I wasn't quite on top of my, like, vacation game, like, packing and preparing.
Thinking.
But something I did do was I said, we're going to pack a separate suitcase.
Right.
For the hotel.
The one overnight suitcase, yep. So you're not getting everybody's suitcase.
Yeah. Right. Because we were just bringing like one gigantor suitcase.
Right.
And I thought, let's pack an overnight one, you know. And so there was going to be laundry at the condo, you know, where we were. So it's not like we had a ton of clothes, but it was four people's clothes, four people's swim clothes, all that stuff. Anyway, we go, we swim in the pool, which is an outdoor pool. The kids make friends. My children are like predatory friend makers and must speak to anyone and say.
And they think everyone wants to speak to
everyone,
them.
Yep, exactly.
They believe that. Not think it. They believe it wholeheartedly.
They know it.
Yes.
Made some friends at the pool, go back. Everybody gets in bed, and it's great. So it's like two queens. And so Jerome and Zelda are in one bed. Derek and I are in the other. And at 5:45 a.m., Zelda knocks over her water bottle.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. And wakes me up, and I open my eyes to something crawling on my pillow.
Ah, creepy!
And... I think we've mentioned this before.
So creepy.
But my dad, Jer Bear, is a licensed exterminator. Okay, for later, there was a day where I was telling the story and I couldn't remember the word exterminator.
Yeah.
And I kept saying terminator. He's a terminator.
He could be that too, I guess.
No,
I don't know.
He's Harrison Ford, not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
You know, wrong.
He actually looks like Harrison Ford.
Okay.
A little bit.
So, like, who are the actors who are in Blade Runner?
I don't know because I've never seen it.
I don't know.
It,
yeah, anyway. I always get confused. I've seen like some of the... Anyway, whatever. Okay.
Whatever.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I hope it wasn't a bed bug. You know, like bugs happen. It could be a different type of bug, right?
Yeah, it's a little funny bug.
So
I'm in the South. I don't recognize
it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know...
it's a baby roach.
please be a cockroach on my pillow, right? Please. So I get up and I you know, keep the bug like on my pillow. And we had been traveling with these, like with snacks. And we had these stasher bags. Those are the silicone reusable bags. And I caught it.
She captured the bug.
In the bag.
Yes.
And Derek has this nature identifier app on his phone. And he identifies it. And it's like common bed bug. And then it's just like, beep, out of my mouth after that. Right? Like, I'm just like, you know. So.
Get the kids up. Get them out of here.
You know. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I was just like, oh, my God. So, it's still, it's like six. It's not, or it's before six.
Right.
So, I get on the phone. And I called the front desk, and I was like, hi, is the manager available? And they were like, well, that's me, you know. And I was like, okay. Or did they say yes or something? I was like, the manager needs to meet me at the front desk in 5 minutes, is what I said. And they were like, okay. I was like, all right, see you soon. You know, so I got in my clothes, and I went.
Got my bed bug.
I have my little bed bug in a bag.
My bed bug bag.
Yep, and I went to
the front desk,
and I was like, hi, I found a bed bug. And they're like, oh, are you sure? I was like, yeah, here it is. And they're like, oh, no. You know, she was like, and then she was so upset for us. You know, she's like, I'm so sorry. And she goes, oh, you have those little kids, don't you? You know, yeah. And then Derek texts and he goes, found one in the kids' bed.
And well, then, of course, because they're going to be everywhere.
Well, yeah.
You so don't really just see one.
No, just
big,
one bed.
They're
bed.
Families. Yeah. Yes, they are families.
And then I go back in the room, too. They found the bug. And there's like a bug crawling around. And then there's also blood.
On the sheets.
On a pillowcase.
Which means someone's been bitten.
What I understand it means is that someone has smashed a bed bug.
Oh, okay.
Okay, smashed a bed bug full of blood.
Okay.
On the pillowcase. Yeah. So I checked to make sure that no one had had a nosebleed or something, right? But it was just this little, like, smear of blood.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, oh, my gosh, you know. And so then I'm freaking out, right? And then I was like, well, this is a good way not to pay for a hotel room, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's a good way. It is a way. But like, I don't. Yeah, you can just carry that.
I was to save the bed bug. Yeah.
Save the bed bug, take it every place. You know? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, anywho.
Gross.
Anywho. I wouldn't do that, of course. And
well, I wouldn't want to travel with the bed bug.
I mean, so.
Just such a creepy
the
idea.
Management was like, you know, very understanding. And then, although, a little hot tip here. Derek had made a reservation for the same hotel on the way back, and he'd done something like an advanced reservation that was like non-refundable.
Uh-huh.
And so just like never do that is what the hotel manager told me.
Uh-huh. But you got your money back for it anyway. No? Yes.
Well, it was easy to get the money back for like the night we just stayed, but it was harder to get it back for the
other one.
Like return.
Because like the money went to corporate or something.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So she was like, oh, I have to like corporate such a so
hey,
difficult
corporate,
about this. You know?
Here's the word. Two words. Bed bug.
Yeah. And then anywho, that was all. But you know, the staff was great, but I got so distracted and upset by all of this that I left the lunchbox that had all these stasher bags in them. And these stasher bags are expensive.
Yeah.
Now, they last a long time.
Right.
But I think it might have been like $60 worth of bags in this in this lunchbox. And I left it at the hotel. And they did send it to me.
Did they?
It was great.
That's
so
nice.
That's good. But like also, I wasn't going to stay there again. Because I didn't believe that when we came back, like whatever, 6 days later, that the situation would have been mitigated. Okay. Bed bugs are really... what do I want to say? So they're scary in some ways.
They're hitchhikers, for one thing.
So the way in which they're not scary, and we're not professionals, so do your own research and talk to a licensed professional. They don't actually, like, carry diseases.
Right.
Okay?
They live on blood.
Yeah, but apparently they don't, like...
They don't transmit malaria to you or
really
something.
They are really good parasites. Like, they've done a really great job of, they'll keep the
Learning,
host alive.
They keep the host alive.
You'll be alive. Right. You'll just be, like, covered in bugs and bites, okay? So bites did show up on me and the kids, like, 3 days
and
later.
And bites can get infected, just like any
other
bite that you might get, you know.
For sure.
It's not that the bed bug makes you get infected.
Yeah. So, but apparently right. you're not at risk for, like, you know, Zika or you
malaria.
Said malaria, like all, the, all these yeah. other kinds of things. Right. You know, so that's like, that's a good thing. But they are hitchhikers, right?
They are hitchhikers.
Oh, and they can, like, live a year without eating.
They
and
do. They can... they only, like, want to eat, like, every few days or something.
Yeah, and yeah. they can lay eggs that last through,
that's right.
I don't know, like, nuclear
right.
fallout
right.
or
through
something.
Through Armageddon.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah. that's not true, but yeah. I don't know what's true. Actually, they won't, right? Because what's the one thing that kills bed bugs?
Heat.
For sure. Heat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, luckily.
Heat is the current treatment
yeah.
to rid a home or... anything of bed bugs. There is a chemical treatment apparently, and what this information is via our resident, you know, exterminator. Okay, and before they realized the heat would do this, they used to have to chemically treat a home, and you would have to move out of your home
for
whatever, and then, like, you know, stay out of it for 3 days or whatever, and then it would have to be checked again, I guess, you know, sometime later, and maybe have to be retreated because it did not get all of, like, the larva or the eggs or whatever. I guess it's eggs.
Yeah, so we...
So now the heat is actually, you know, considered
your better bet.
Right, your ultimate treatment, right.
So, funnily enough, we met some people... on the trip, and we, like, hung with them a little
what
bit.
What word did you just use? Funnily?
Funnily enough. That's a word. Look it up.
I know.
Funnily.
I just never heard you use it.
Funnily enough, met some people, and I told them I bed bugs, and this woman was like, oh, we had bed bugs, and we had to do this, and we had to get the heat treatment, and it
right.
warped our floors. And
right.
I'm like, I know someone else who also had yeah. this issue, et cetera. And so she was like, and I never want to tell anybody about it
right.
because I feel so dirty and ashamed.
It's
and like,
yeah, like
you
the
know,
bed bug has a negative connotation that, like, you're dirty because you have them.
Yeah, so actually,
and
that's,
it's not really true.
It's kind of why I wanted to record the podcast.
Right.
Because
in fact, if you have them, you probably should tell people that have been in your home.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because we know of an instance when that information was not shared.
Yeah.
And it was transferred to several families.
Yes. So the heat treatment can be, so if you, like, it'll warp your laminate flooring.
Right. It's 120 degrees for 4 hours or something like that.
So there's, like, some different, I think that the treatment they do on your house is, like, higher than even what you see when you Google. Because
okay.
they, like, have to heat, they have to get
so
the whole house
so they literally seal your home.
Uh-huh.
And you have to take, like, everything off the walls, anything that these bugs could be behind. So you take, like, your pictures off and your headboards.
Yeah.
Things like this. Of course, you take all your linens off. But, you know, a lot of stuff is sort of piled in the middle of the room, maybe, because bed bugs like to retreat. Okay, they do go behind things.
Well, and that's why it was really odd that I caught it. Well, or maybe
right.
it wasn't. Maybe
well,
that was
because
a really
it was still dark
place.
In the morning, probably
yeah.
too.
Yes.
So they do, you know, come out at night.
Yeah.
Like, they are not things that you visually see in the
you
daytime.
Might never
I mean, you
see
may,
one at all,
right?
Though.
I mean,
yeah,
you
right.
you may or may not. You know, people have seen them crawling up a wall or out of a crack
yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know, paneling or something, or, you know, when it's daytime. But generally, they are nocturnal. So, you know, they literally your house literally. You know, they pull up with this big truck that's got this big, like,
and heater fan thing.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a
they,
heater.
And they put this, like, tubing
and they put, right,
through
they
your
put,
house,
you
right?
know, tubing up, you know, to your home in your house, and they literally, like, blast furnish your house, and you sign a waiver. Now, this cost thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Like, it might be $2,000-$3,000.
Is it ever covered by, like, homeowners?
No, absolutely not. I don't think there's anything such as varmint insurance, you know. Like, but anyway, so then they have to get your house to a certain degree for a certain amount of time, okay, to make sure that they've got the entire infestation.
Yeah.
And you sign a waiver or a release of liability towards them that if your flooring warps, mm-hmm. if your wall coverings come off, blah, blah, anything like this, okay, you sign that they are not responsible.
Yeah.
And tends to be the vinyl flooring we have these days, like the interlocking.
Of course,
the, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the cheap stuff or the expensive stuff or whatever. That will tend to warp and it won't go back in place. But you have to get rid of these things.
So this is something I knew about and wanted to avoid. So let's take a break real quick.
I was like, she's not coming home.
You can't come back. So let's take a break real quick. We'll come back and talk about what I did and believe has been effective and tips for anyone traveling. Hey, ZD. Wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes, you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
And we're back. Okay, so we're driving in the South. Like, we're going, you know, we're in Missouri. I think that was either Alabama or Mississippi. It was kind of like right on the border. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which state we were in. And then we're going to Florida. So I had done the one overnight bag thing.
Fortunately.
And.
Because like we said, hitchhikers.
Yes.
So if you have a valise, a vessel, any sort of pack, purse, anything, and you have, of course, set it on the bed or on the carpet or even on the furniture where it could be, you know, bed bugs could be behind a mirror someplace and crawl out and get in your stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So they like to hitchhike. I don't know if they know they're doing that, but they do it. I don't know if they go, hey, buddy, we can hitchhike.
Yeah. So.
Hey, let's go to Florida.
So what Jerry said is he said, and actually I did this before he told me. So I asked the front desk person. I said, I need trash bags.
Right.
I said, I need big black trash bags. Right. You know, like I want large, you know, things that feel like drum. You know, I don't want like a little trash bag. I want a big one.
Big, so strong, she gave impermeable.
She gave me a few trash bags and I bagged up all our stuff. The other thing, though, we'd done the one bag thing. And we brought pillows with us, like our personal pillows, and had not brought them.
They didn't bring them in, which is a very good.
Into the hotel.
So if you do that, what you want to do, if you have to have your pillow, say, or you have a kid that has to have a stuffed toy or whatever, a blankie or whatever, you need to inspect that room first. And how would you go about that?
No one needs it. Don't bring the pillow. Oh my God, no. Yeah. I mean, I know somebody really needs it or whatever, but like actually I wouldn't rely on the inspection.
Right.
Okay, so you can inspect. You can look under the mattress, you can do all this stuff. If I really had to have my pillow, actually what I'd do, I would buy, and we're gonna get to this a little later, a bed bug bag for my pillow.
Right.
And I'd put it on, and I'd take it in the hotel, and then I would go away, and I would take that bed bag
and leave
bug
it
off.
Yeah.
And then I would heat treat it. So let's talk about the heat treatment a little bit, like our impromptu heat treatment.
Right.
So Jerry said, then when we texted.
This was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, this is
because we were driving down the road, him and I, right, to wherever we had, you know, escaped to. I can't remember. But, and he says, hey, you know, they've got their car. He says, that car easily heats up to 120 degrees.
In the Florida sun.
In the Florida sun, or not even in the sun, but with those windows rolled up, they need to leave everything in the car.
So we bagged everything and left it in the car, everything that had been in the hotel room, and left it in the car for 2 days.
Which is overkill. Literally overkill.
So it was 106 degrees in Florida.
Yeah.
And then it must have been 100, I don't know, well, 30 in I our mean, car. Like,
I think he went out and put a thermometer in the car or something.
Yeah.
And it was like 85 here or something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like the car was even in the sun. And it was like 110 degrees in 15 minutes.
So
it was fast.
So
that's why you can't leave your animals or anything in a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So there's that. They also sell, which this we'll talk about. So we did that. And then what we did was we brought everything in and washed it. And then I dried it for like 5 hours.
Yes.
I was like, I paid the rate for this Airbnb. And now I shall use the dryer constantly for 2 days. You know, I was
like, and they do tell you that you can take your clothes and just, you know, keep running them
over and over again. So the stuff was double heat treated. Now, I mean, the suitcase was like this hardback suitcase. So I was hoping
that was good.
Well, it's good, but also like not totally risk free. Right. So I was
glad. You had it open and closed.
I was glad for the heat. Glad for the heat treatment. And then also if you didn't, I don't know, if you like live in Alaska and your car doesn't get hot, I don't know. They sell online
little heaters,
like these isolation. It looks like a lunchbox, like a really big lunchbox.
Right, it heats up.
And it heats up. So you put, like, let's pretend you can't put your stuff in a dryer, you know, and have it tumble around, you know, like your suitcase or something.
Or you're wanting to do it on some sort of daily basis or something, and you don't own a washer and dryer.
So they do sell some stuff like this that was
like heat chamber.
Yeah, a little heat chamber. And I thought, if we had, like, this would maybe be an option. Like, so I did like, those are on Amazon. I did like to know that was an option, you know, cool. So if you are traveling, first of all, I wouldn't even bring in, I just really would really discourage bringing, and I mean, you know.
But some people are going to a hotel to stay there for a week.
Yeah.
So they're bringing stuff in, you know.
No, for sure.
They'll eventually bring stuff in.
Avoid as much as you can. Plan to like do the heat treating. And you may not see the bed bugs, even if you look. Like you just may not see them. So I don't mean to make anybody paranoid, but I was so glad we hadn't brought in our pillows. So bed bug bags. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about those.
For your bed.
For beds.
Beds.
Or you can get them like for pillows and stuff.
They're covers.
So they're just like a mattress bag. Like it's a cover you put on your mattress. And
it's a zipper.
Got an invisible zipper. And it has like a Velcro closure. And what this is supposed to do is seal in or seal out any bed bugs. And so if you have gotten bed bugs in your home and you can't afford to replace all your mattresses, some exterminators, will recommend these things. I've heard some people don't like them, you know, too. Like, they think they're not. They're like, well, they wouldn't work. But what they're supposed to do is, like, keep the bed bugs isolated. So if you've had that on your bed for 2 years, they're dead because they haven't gotten to eat.
So when we took Catherine, my oldest granddaughter, Mallory's niece, she got to go to a workshop at a Washington University in St. Louis this summer. And this is a big pre-college thing for her.
Yeah,
you know?
Super cool.
And they also try and, it's sort of a recruiting tool for them too, right? You know, although, you know, you have to sort of like be adjudicated to get in.
Yeah.
You know, you have to present your work or whatever to get in and you know, who you are and all that. But we walked into the dorm room and there was a bed bug bag on the mattress.
Yeah.
So it's like, good.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, it's good. I guess I don't want to say that you still, like, you could, somebody still could have brought bed bugs in there, and then the bed bugs are like,
exactly,
living outlets.
Exactly. But
you know,
I sort of felt like whoever was on the bed before, you know, it's a precaution. It's a precaution.
Yes. So it is a good thing. So what we did, I had bed bug bags waiting for us at our local Target on the way home. So this is like worst case scenario that we had not eliminated the bed bugs from our clothing and whatnot. Okay. Oh, you know, the other thing I didn't bring in was my yarn. I had a knitting project.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so glad. I was so glad I didn't bring it in. So glad. Oh, you know, the other thing that happened, I'll just share this. So we found the bed bugs, all this stuff. And I went in the bathroom and I had left a pair of shoes in there. They were pool shoes, water, super cheap, like flats with a little, you know, I don't know, they were $7.
Plastic shoes.
And I picked it up. And on the bottom was one of those nasty millipede, centipede, nasty things. And I just almost lost it. I just almost just walked off into the sunset and said,
because you were OD'd
I'm
on
done.
Bugs.
I'm
just
done.
Overdosed on bugs.
That bug had nothing to do with bed bugs.
That's right.
It's a natural bug. We walked to and from a pool outside.
Probably
it's
picked
fine.
It up outside.
Freaking disgusting. I hate these things. I hate them. They are disturbing. And you know what? I've also read and heard about them. Their defense mechanism is to jump at you.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know that.
It's not a bug you can like shoo away.
I didn't know they jumped.
You got to kill it.
I didn't know they jumped.
There was this girl at college at Stevens. We had these things in our dance studio because our dance studio is like this basement.
Right, it was underground.
And she would freaking pick them up and take them outside. And I'm like, ooh. I mean, I'm obviously joking a little bit, and that's just fine. But I'm just saying, like, I was, the nerves were frayed. Okay, and then the people were really nice and stuff, but when they were like, oh, it's going to be hard to cancel your return visit, my first reaction was like, hell no, it's not going to be hard. Like,
hey, I guess I'd just call up the local TV station.
Well, I also kind of wondered about that. I'm like, so if a hotel knows they have bed bugs and then like doesn't, you know, take the proper steps and help people,
they
and then
don't
they
have
bring
to do
bed
anything.
Bugs home, and you have to get thousands of dollars of work done to your home, could you sue that hotel for negligence?
Well,
and I was like, somebody could do
that. Well, certainly you can sue them. The problem is proving that you got them there and only there. I mean, you know, it'd be quite.
I mean, my little bed bug in a baggie, you know.
Yeah, but you know, no, you got it. Yeah. The problem with bed bugs is I do not believe that anywhere in our country do they have to be, like, reported.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
It may vary from location
and,
to location.
And, you know, things like that do vary.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. What I would do.
Well, the other thing I think we want to mention before we forget, too, is we're aware of people that weren't in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah. No.
That got these because of other circumstances. Mm-hmm. One had, I think, a house sitter.
So
a house sitter brought in like her luggage, and then they found them, you know, when she left. Another one we know, a gift was given to someone, and it happened to be, you know,
a soft gift.
Writing on that gift.
Yeah.
So
for sure,
you
this is not the only way.
Right. This isn't the only way.
So I put bed bug bags on all of our mattresses. I just did. I don't know if it was like even super necessary.
Right.
But I did that thing.
Well, and you know, if you have the heat treatment of your house, supposedly that takes care of it.
Yes.
You know, but I think what the exterminators tell you is we're going to, you know, debug your mattresses because they're in your home and they will get this heat, but you should put a bag on them afterwards.
Yeah, and
you know, just in case, just one got left.
Because I think it's hard when you have your little like heat up isolation tank thing. It's a small space.
Right.
You can ensure this whole area, this whole thing in here got to whatever 113, 115 degrees for so long, and when you're in a big house, it's just you know, they really want to make sure whatever. I think in that waiver you talked about, it's also like we also don't guarantee we got rid of all the
No, they don't. I think I do believe they get, like, a person I know that had to have this done would have gotten one return visit.
Okay.
Only. But they had to go through the whole procedure of getting, taking everything off the walls. And they should come back and be inspecting you like a week later.
The tip that our vacation friend gave us was leave as much in your home.
Yes.
As you can. She said that their exterminator told them that he had a client who, like, they went camping.
Who took it out and brought it back.
So they went camping, and he's like, I think they took too many things out of the home. Mm-hmm. And then those things were not treated. Right. And I was like, yeah. So you want to, like.
So if you took those things out of the home, you would put them in the dryer over and over and over again.
Argue,
and
whatever.
Then when you brought them back, you put them in the dryer over and over again.
So if we do this again, we're going to buy a camper. No, I just like a ZD.
I was never
Jerry,
so glad,
right?
I had an RV. Yeah. Like, you know.
If we do this again, I'll definitely make sure to do the one suitcase.
Yes.
Thing. I may even, and make sure to put it up on that luggage rack thingy. It's just slightly safer.
Don't put stuff on the floor.
Don't put stuff on the floor or the bed. I would even consider like sealing up my suitcase at night. Like you could, you know, we all have some experience now with the concept of isolating and quarantining.
Yes, we
okay.
Yeah.
So you, if you wanted to be super like, we're gonna isolate this bag till we can wash and heat everything.
Right.
You know, even if you didn't see a bed bug, like I would be tempted to do such a thing now after
this
experience.
Well, like you said, one bag.
Yeah, one little bag in there.
And I like the idea of it being a hard-sided one, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, it did have a little nylon liner.
It does have, yeah. And you know, I mean, obviously it's probably not hermetically sealed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do like the idea of a hard one.
Okay, when you change into your PJs, then you got to sleep in the bed.
Right.
It's like I'd put all that stuff in a plastic bag just immediately.
Yep.
And then
undress into the plastic bag.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I hate to sound like super duper, this is inconvenient and stuff, and you can't do this every time. And, you know, I told Derek, I was like, let's stay at a hotel in a different price range on the way back.
Well, and I have to tell you, it doesn't really matter.
You don't know who slept there before.
No, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know who set their bag down someplace and picked it up and brought it someplace else.
It does make me think about the type of flooring that I would install in a home, though.
I like hard flooring.
Like, you know, we have laminate
in
our house.
I like hard flooring.
And I'm like, well, what if we did? And it's a price consideration for sure. But I was like, what if you could just put something in there that could withstand 120 degrees Fahrenheit?
Well, the thing about that is you don't know. Because even if it's wood or whatever.
Yeah, you don't. No,
so if there's moisture in the wood, there is no way that you can guarantee. Now, they do tell you things like if you have candles, they're going to melt. Anything that you think might melt will melt. Yeah.
So I don't mean to be scary, but I felt like I did a lot of like education about this after encountering them, and I felt a little more empowered. But funny follow-up is the other night I was sleeping in our bed, and I had a dream about me, and I can't remember who was with me, but we were like walking down our road and there was a storm and there was rain and we were like walking with
the kids.
Because
it rained like crazy.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. You know, I have this recurring dream that there's like this treehouse type house over on Moreau where we live, and I can go into it, and it's like I go into it a lot in my dreams. Anywho, having one of those.
It's all new to me.
And I felt something crawling on me.
Oh.
On my arm in my dream, and then I woke up and I felt it again.
It was a spider.
Mom!
Well, what's it?
Mom!
Am I guessing? I guessed the right thing.
So I wiped it off.
Yeah.
Finally, and then I thought, I woke up in the pitch darkness of my room and I thought, I have to find it. I have to verify what this was because it could be a bed bug.
Yeah.
And I was like, I must track it down. I am afraid of spiders. I don't want to see a spider in my bed.
No, I don't either.
Jerome's currently obsessed with spiders.
He loves them.
So I thought, shit, I got to get up. I got to turn on lights. So I got my flashlight out with my phone. Unfortunately, we have dark blue sheets, and that made it a little harder to see. It makes it hard to see things. But I did find it, and it was a little spider.
Yeah.
And I was never so glad, though, to see a spider instead of a bed bug. Because I thought, I have, if I don't know, then I don't know, and I'm not going to.
That's right, you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I don't know if I've really ever woken up because a spider was crawling me. I think most of the time they're pretty slick.
Yeah, I think I have, or I've been almost asleep and
It wasn't big.
Something. Yeah,
it was. It was like the size of, you know, your like pinky, like little top third there.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I was like, oh no, I can't just go, and I, well, I didn't go back to sleep anyway. First of all, I didn't. But I had to find it.
But the thing about living with Jom, or Jom,
yeah,
Mallory's youngest, and being a spider lover, he will come to my house and he finds a spider. He looks for them, okay? He knows what cobwebs are.
Yeah.
He looks in corners, right? He will, you know.
Makes you feel good about your housekeeping.
Yeah, yeah. But the problem is he won't let you suck it up the vacuum. You have to save the spider for him. So I have to wait till he leaves and hope the spider's in the same place he said it was after he leaves.
I was such a good mom, everybody. I'm afraid of spiders. Like, I have a visceral fear of them. I don't like how they move. It's not logical. I don't mind other bugs. Like, I don't mind snakes. And Jerry and Derek are afraid of snakes. Yeah, like, they don't like snakes.
Like snakes.
I'm like, oh, fine.
Yeah, we have a pet snake now, actually, that lives under
outdoor pet snake.
It lives under the air conditioning unit.
I found a wolf spider. Wolf spiders are big.
Well, they're hairy and funny
looking.
And kind of scary tarantula looking, only they're small.
Right. And this was kind of small.
Missouri has tarantulas.
They do. But this poor guy, he only had six legs. He'd lost some.
He'd been
like
in a fight
life.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah.
And wolf spiders, they don't spin webs. And they actually, I mean, I'm like, you know what? You look big enough that you could eat some bug that I don't like, so I'm going to like you, you know.
That's true, too.
So when I say they don't spin webs, they don't live in a web. They do have silk that they will use, but like
they don't
spin a web like something else.
Like Charlotte.
Yes. So anyway, I said, Jom, come here. I found you a wolf spider.
Oh, no.
And we looked at it on the stairs for a little while, and they have that little bug cage. Yeah. And we put it in the bug cage for a few minutes. First, I said, you got to put it in the bug cage. And I thought, I'm teaching my kid how to use this bug cage because, like, I don't want to do it. And then I thought, uh-oh, he might hurt that spider.
Yeah.
You know, maybe actually I need to do it so that we don't hurt the spider more because he only has six legs. You know, so anyway, I caught it. They got to look at it for a while, and then they put it outside. And I was like, I could have just killed it. I really could have. But I didn't. I was supportive of my child's interests, got over my own fears. Wolf spiders are nasty looking. Okay.
Well, you just get the award of the week.
Thanks
for being a mother.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably the best thing y'all heard.
Overcoming your fears to the advantage of your child.
Oh,
yes.
You know the one thing we didn't cover? So if you got something that you're, like, not supposed to dry.
Oh, yeah.
Too damn bad. Like, that would be the heat. Okay, so like a wool sweater that would dry, that would shrink in the dryer. Mm-hmm. Putting it in your
dry heat is different than wet heat.
So putting in your hot car or your hot isolation tank that's another option for things like that. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, that's not just going to up and shrink your
sweater.
I believe
it's the steam that shrinks it.
It's the water and the agitation
the water.
Is, you know, not good and all
right,
that.
Right.
So anywho, that's what our this woman said. She's like, what'd you do with your stuff you're not supposed to dry? And I was like, I freaking dried it. Like, I was like, I don't care. Like,
you dry it and see if that matters.
I didn't bring anything super precious.
You dry it because you don't have a choice. And if it ruins it, it ruins it. Otherwise, it worked.
I was like, right. But yes. So. Those isolation little heater lunchbox things could be useful, or doing the car trick, making sure your car gets up high enough heat is an option for things that you can't put in the dryer, but specifically textiles, I guess.
I don't think a sweater's ever shrunk because it was in a car during the summer.
I don't think so. But
or a blanket or anything else.
Right. Okay, ZD. Thanks, everybody, for listening. ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.